We're at the American Farm Bureau Federation annual meeting in Phoenix. We're going to talk with Craig Hill, president of Iowa Farm Bureau. Craig, let's talk about, first of all, the meeting here and things that are top of mind for you and the Iowa Farm Bureau delegation coming into this meeting.
Well, certainly, first and foremost, we have to be thinking about the next farm bill. We're very conscious of a very comprehensive bill that has great impact on rural America. It was 2010 when we first started having hearings and having discussions about what became the 2014 Farm mm-hmm. Bill. So we're a little bit behind already. The Farm Bill will expire September of 2018, and hearings will be held this spring. So we're trying to pull together farmers and get their opinions and you know, how has the 2014 bill been implemented? What needs to be changed? How do we need to refine it? We hear first out of the chute, love our crop insurance. Crop insurance is number one. It's a huge priority for us. Let's not hurt our crop insurance program. The second thing we hear is there's going to need to be some refinements to the market or the margin protection program in the dairy industry. And that margin program, you know, while I think designed well, looked good, there's only been about 10% of the dollars paid in premiums paid back in indemnities. Mm-hmm. So farmers have paid in $800 million, received back about $80 million in indemnities. And there's a lot of concern as whether, you know, it's been actuarially calculated properly. So maybe a refinement there. The ARC program, again, ARC program, some counties are getting $70 an acre, some zero or $10 an acre. Too much disparity county by county. We need to smooth that out and make it more fair and equitable, I think, across the board.
So with the new administration and with the Republicans in charge of Congress here, there seems to be a lot of uncertainty in a lot of areas. Maybe the only one there is some certainty is, and maybe fewer regulations going forward.
Well, we know November 8th, you know, changed our world. We look forward to cooperating and working toward regulatory reform. Of course, WOTUS, we've talked a lot about waters of the U.S. and how stringent that was and how difficult that was to understand how we can create new definitions by an agency, not by the Clean Water Act. So, you know, I don't think it'll be abolished or completely repealed, but I think there'll be a number of hearings and a lot of input by farmers and agriculture this time. And I think there may be some new rules written that are vastly different from waters of the U.S. The Affordable Care Act, another area. You know, I think self-employed farmers have been carved out and terribly mistreated with the Affordable Care Act. We have farm families, husband and wife, you know, in their 50s, maybe paying $20,000, $25,000 a year in premiums for their health insurance. It's a horrible situation, and every year there's an increase of 20 or 40%. So we need to get that cared for. There's a number of taxes that were created by the Affordable Care Act, I think, that mistreat self-employed farmers like myself. Those need to be eliminated. So a number of regulatory reforms. It'll take time. We do have a new president, but a lot of this will take congressional action.
So at this meeting, are you bringing any new resolutions this year?
Oh, as far as Iowa, you know, we were hit so hard with avian influenza. So Class A high path, you know, disease outbreaks like that need to be dealt with, and we need to plan for those in the future. That won't be the last we have. And whether it's foot and mouth disease or it's another concern, we need to have not only indemnities for producers that are impacted by the loss of their birds or the loss of their animals, but the business interruption. And, you know, to clean your facilities and to eradicate the disease, you may be empty for months. And those are months in which you're not employed, obviously, but your buildings aren't being utilized and the notes at the bank still need to be paid. So we need to look at some insurance programs or some way to protect that risk of a disease. Also, you know, every farmer has a premise. And so we identify our farm with a premise ID. It's voluntary, at least in Iowa. And when there is an outbreak, you need to contain immediately, and we need to have an agency that can grab those identification premise ID numbers and know where the animals are, by what species they are, what numbers they are, and contain and control an outbreak. Now, farmers are concerned that if we give our information to the government, that may not be the best option. So maybe a private service, maybe a confidential approach that can be used for that. So these are some of the issues we're trying to deal with.
Everybody's asking the question about the next agriculture secretary, and people are starting to scratch their head a little bit on that.
You know, I think it'll be announced soon. I think there may be some effort not only to fill the top spot, the U.S. secretary spot, but the undersecretaries and deputy secretaries, and get some alignment there. I know a number have been interviewed. There's been a look across this country of people, very many, very well qualified people. I'm hoping for a farmer. That'd be nice. But it kind of looks like Sonny Perdue, a former governor of Georgia, is that name is being resonated quite often. There's some others. So we'll just look forward to finding out when we can.
There's always that discussion about the region of the country that individual comes from. Would you like to see somebody from the Midwest?
Absolutely. Of course. The Midwest needs to be represented. Iowa was a state that became number two in the country in terms of agricultural receipts, overtook Texas. We may volley back and forth, over time at that distinction, but agricultural production in the Midwest is strong, and it drives our economy, and we need representation from the Midwest.
Okay, on the state level then, state legislatures are cranking up, getting into action. So what are your top priorities there?
Well, our top priority will be water quality, soil retention, soil conservation. We've had great effort given to holding soil and holding back nutrients, but it needs to be furthered. And it takes a lot of money. And today's economy, with the crop price situation that we have, there's not a lot of dollars left over at the end of the year to invest that way. Farmers are, however, but we need a little bit stronger push. So we're going to ask for some extra cost share dollars coming from the state of Iowa. We're going to ask for more technical assistance and engineering, infrastructure, and landscape plans that will, at a watershed basis, help protect water and protect soil. So that's going to be number one priority. We have a number of others. There's a mental health funding formula that has been kicked down the road the last few years. It's the mental health funding system in Iowa forces a cost to a rural resident of about $76 a person per capita. And the mental health funding for somebody in an incorporated area might only be $23 per year. So a great disparity that needs to be brought together. And we'd like to see the state of Iowa take over more of that cost of mental health funding rather than the county property taxpayer paying for it. We think that's a more fair, equitable system. We also would look at coupling. The federal government in our depreciation schedules set permanent Section 179, accelerated depreciation. We think the state should do that too. Couple perfectly to the government, so we'd have to keep two sets of books, and it makes it much easier to plan. It makes much easier for your preparation, and it also makes it easier for us to weather this very difficult time with lack of cash, because if you avoid paying some taxes, it's money that you have left over to pay principal at the bank, or maybe buy some seed corn or fertilizer for the next year.
So as far as on water quality, as far as getting a long-term funding program in place, is that just not in the cards right now?
Well, the state of Iowa has some real budget constraints. Our revenues have not been growing at the pace that we'd like to see them, of course, largely because agriculture is in a slump. But last year, there's a backfill of about $100 million that needs to be done. That's the first thing they're going to have to do. And then going forward, there's limited dollars. Everybody is, there with something. There's going to be a request from every group. But, you know, we believe that this is a priority issue. This is something the whole state needs to be involved in. We, as an organization, the Iowa Farm Bureau, subscribed the Nutrient Reduction Plan in 2012. The state of Iowa subscribed to it in 2013, endorsed it. And we have not achieved that level of funding that's going to help us get to our goals.